Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, June 16, 2021, Environmental Protection Commission meeting, June 2021. The Environmental Protection Commission met on June 15, 2021. The meeting was held via teleconference. The following topics were among those discussed. Drought Conditions Update. Tim Hall from the Department of Natural Resources, DNR, updated the Commission on drought conditions. Statewide, June's rainfall is at 4% to 17% of normal. There is a potential for a widespread rainfall event in the next week after the meeting date. Remarks, Department of Natural Resources Director Kayla Lyon gave updates on recent legislation signed by the governor. State Revolving Loan Fund. The commission approved the Clean Water State Revolving Fund, CWSRF, and Drinking Water State Revolving Fund, DWSRF, intended to use plans, IUP, for fiscal year 2022. Contracts approved. The following contracts were approved. Individual five-year contracts with each of the following county health departments: Blackhawk, Cerro Gordo, Johnson, Lynn, and Scott, for the purpose of inspections of transient non-community TNC public water supply systems, PWS, for a total not to exceed $387,000, $129,000 per year. Individual contract amounts are as follows: Blackhawk County Health Department not to exceed $61,400, $20,500 per year. Cerro Gordo County Health Department not to exceed $176,500, $58,800 per year. Johnson County Health Department not to exceed $50,700, $16,900 per year. Linn County Health not to exceed $68,300, $22,800 per year. Scott County Health Department not to exceed $30,200, $10,100 per year. A contract with State Hygienic Laboratory and the University of Iowa for providing laboratory services in support of the Land Quality Bureau regulatory programs. The amount is not to exceed $129,600. The contract extends through June 2023 and is funded through State Hazardous Waste Fund fees, state tonnage fees, and U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, grant funds. A contract with State Hygienic Laboratory and the University of Iowa for the purpose of retaining the laboratory to perform ambient air monitoring and related services in support of the DNR Air Quality Bureau. The amount is not to exceed $1.9 million. The contract extends through June 2022 and is funded through the Federal Clean Air Act Section 103 grant funds, air containment funds, and State Environment First HC2A funds. A contract with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, IDALS, to support the Protect Dry Run Creek Watershed Improvement Project. The amount is not to exceed $476,500. The contract extends through June 2023 and is funded by EPA Clean Water Act, CWA, Section 319 grant funds. A contract with Iowa State University to support the collection, analysis, and evaluation of water quantity and quality monitoring data. The amount is not to exceed $168,400. The contract extends through December 2022 and is funded by EPA CWA Section 319 grant funds. a contract with the City of Clear Lake to support an ongoing water quality project in the Clear Lake watershed, CLEAR project. The amount is not to exceed $112,000. The contract extends through June 2023 and is funded by EPA CWA Section 319 grant funding. A contract with State Hygienic Laboratory at the University of Iowa for the purpose of retaining the laboratory to provide assistance to DNR in sampling and analysis of selected streams in the state. The amount is not to exceed $948,400. The contract extends through June 2022 and is funded by the Environment First Fund. A contract with Region 12 Council of Governments to secure professional auditing services for the Environmental Management System, EMS, program. The amount is $70,000. The contract runs through June 2023 and is funded by solid waste tonnage fees. A contract with the University of Northern Iowa, UNI, to provide assistance and outreach to small businesses so that they may understand and fulfill their air quality regulatory obligations, including training from UNI to small businesses on completing and submitting required air emissions inventories. The amount is not to exceed $204,700. The contract runs through June 2022 and is funded by Title V emission fees. A contract with Linn County for the abatement, control, and prevention of air pollution within Linn County. The amount is not to exceed $806,700. The contract runs through June 2022 and is funded by various fees and federal grant dollars. And a contract with Polk County for the abatement, control, and prevention of air pollution within Polk County. The amount is not to exceed $903,300. The contract runs through June 2022 and is funded by various fees and federal grant dollars. Grant proposals. The Commission approved funding of three EMS grant proposals for a total of $134,600. The Iowa Solid Waste EMS program was created by the Iowa Legislature in 2008 and is funded from the Solid Waste Alternatives Program account with the Groundwater Protection Fund. The receipts include Great River Regional Waste Authority, $50,000, Rathbun Area Solid Waste Commission, $34,400, and Waste Commission of Scott County, $50,200. The next meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, July 7, 2021. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Michael Guance, Legislative Analyst 1, with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-1286.